On Sunday, tens of thousands of people took part in an anti-austerity march.
They're elitist, they only care about their own class, and we're here to say we don't agree with that.
Justice Secretary Michael Gove described some stars involved, like Charlotte Church, as comfortable millionaires. She wasn't impressed.
I can't imagine that he is in such constant contact with lots of normal people as I am.
Outside the hall itself, delegates were egged and spat at on their way in, with cutting tax credits one of the major complaints. The Prime Minister insists it's the right thing to do.
The concept and the introduction of this higher wage economy, combined with lower taxes and reduced welfare, I think is fair for all.
But not every Cabinet member agrees. London Mayor Boris Johnson wants a rethink.
We must make sure as we reform welfare and as we cut taxes that we protect the hardest working and the lowest paid.
Other political party leaders traditionally stay away from the city where the conference is being held, but not this year.
Well, we're here to say there is a different and better way of doing things.
The Prime Minister used his speech to launch a bitter attack on the Labour leader.
My friends, we cannot let that man inflict his security-threatening, terrorist-sympathising, Britain-hating ideology on this country we love.
He also pledged to shut down any hate-preaching schools and tackle poverty. The Home Secretary's speech suggested there's no case for high levels of immigration, sparking an angry reaction from charities and the Institute of Directors.
This is an economically damaging position to take.
Despite the speculation on who'll be the next leader, David Cameron insists he'll stay until the end of this parliament.